نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها. آمين يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله. Today we will begin Juz 9 from Ayah number 88 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah says, قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه, said the eminent ones who were arrogant among his people. Which people? The previous few ayat were about the people of Madian to whom Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent. So Shu'aib alayhi salam started inviting them to Islam. Said the eminent ones who were arrogant among his people, Allah says, we will surely evict you, O Shu'aib, and those who have believed with you from our city, or you must return to our religion. He said, even if we were unwilling, we would have invented against Allah a lie if we returned to your religion after Allah had saved us from it. And it is not for us to return to it, except that Allah, our Lord, should will. Our Lord has encompassed all things in knowledge. Upon Allah we have relied. Our Lord, decide between us and our people in truth. And you are the best of those who give decision. This ayah tells us, and the previous ayahs as well, that human psychology never changed. Every time a prophet would come with a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was the arrogant people, the well-to-do people, the leaders of the community who would be the first to object, because it was against their self-interest. And we see that they threatened the believers as well as Shu'aib alayhi salam to return back to their previous religion. And this happens even today. When someone wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is often the people who are the leaders of the community or leaders of the family who step in and oppose the truth. Because then their authority diminishes. And people always pressurize believers to change back, to turn back to the lifestyle that they had before. So Shu'aib alayhi salam teaches us that he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, our Lord, decide between us and our people in truth, and you are the best of those who give decision. Said the eminent ones who disbelieved among his people, if you should follow Shu'aib, indeed you would then be losers. So the earthquake seized them, and they became within their home corpses fallen prone. Those who denied Shu'aib, it was as though they had never resided there. Those who denied Shu'aib, it was they who were the losers, as if they had never lived there. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eliminated them completely. And he, meaning Shu'aib alayhi salam, turned away from them and said, O my people, I had certainly conveyed to you the messages of my Lord and advised you, so how could I grieve for a disbelieving people? And we sent to no city a prophet who was denied, except that we seized its people with poverty and hardship, that they might humble themselves to Allah. And we have learned this also in Surah Al-An'am, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their hearts became very hard. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried them with difficulties and poverty and war, so that their hearts would become humbled and soft, and they would return to Allah. But Allah says their hearts became even harder. Allah says, أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّرَّعُونَ يَتَّرَّعُونَ. They would be humble and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn back to Him, because that is what difficulties are meant to do for us. We are supposed to turn back to Allah, so it is actually good for us to go through some difficulty from time to time, not that we should ask for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly told us, do not ask for difficulties, do not ask for tests. But when they come, we must trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and question, what is it that He wants me to do? And then Allah will guide us. Allah says, then we exchanged in place of the bad condition good, until they increased and prospered and said, our fathers also were touched with hardship and ease, meaning things changed. Our forefathers, the people who came before us, our ancestors, they had difficult times and they had easy times as well. Allah says, so we seized them suddenly while they did not perceive. What did they not perceive? That they had been tried and tested, and they did not accept the blame for their sin. Allah says, and if only the people of the cities had believed and feared Allah, we would have opened up, meaning bestowed upon them, blessings from the heaven and the earth. But they denied the messengers, so we seized them for what they were earning. When a person first believes in Allah, he or she is tried because Allah wants to test our sincerity and our truthfulness. But after that, when a person has established themselves in the eyes of Allah as a truthful one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up blessings of this dunya as well. And we always tend to forget that. Why do we forget that? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not open up the blessings of this dunya to the Sahaba, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did He not open up the blessings, the doors of blessings to those previous nations who had believed in the prophets that were sent to them? Of course He did. This is His way. And the Quran tells us that He establishes the truth in this dunya over and over again in this world. Allah gives victory in this world as well. Our reward is not just relegated to the akhirah. We are given reward here, but we must be patient and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final destruction is for those who deny the signs of Allah while they are arrogant. Allah says, then did the people of the cities feel secure from our punishment coming to them at night while they were asleep? In essence, why are they sleeping so soundly? Why are they not afraid? Next Allah says, or did the people of the cities feel secure from our punishment coming to them in the morning while they were at play? Because to them, life was just being involved in activities that have no benefit. Then, did they feel secure from the plan of Allah? But no one feels secure from the plan of Allah except the losing people, Al-Khasirun, the people who lose everything. Has it not become clear to those who inherited the earth after its previous people that if we willed, we could afflict them for their sins? But we seal over their hearts so they do not hear. What do they not hear? They hear the words, but do not hear the message. Nothing beneficial enters their hearts. Those cities, Allah says, we relate to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of their news. And certainly did their messengers come to them with clear proofs, but they were not to believe in that which they had denied before. Thus does Allah seal over the hearts of the disbelievers. And we did not find for most of them any covenant, meaning they were unfaithful and negligent to Allah's covenant that they will worship Him alone. But indeed, we found most of them defiantly disobedient. Then we sent after them Moses with our signs to Pharaoh and his establishment, but they were unjust toward them. So see how was the end of the corruptors. And Moses said, O Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds, who is obligated not to say about Allah except the truth. I have come to you with clear evidence from your Lord, so send with me the children of Israel. The children of Israel were the descendants of Yaqub alayhis salam, because his son Yusuf alayhis salam and his other sons, the whole entire family, had moved from Palestine many centuries ago to Egypt. But over the years, many of their descendants forgot the teachings of Islam, and Allah took away leadership from them, and finally they were degraded to the extent that they became slaves of the pharaohs. Musa alayhi salam was sent to relieve the children of Israel from the slavery of Fir'aun. So Musa alayhi salam arrives in Egypt and he goes to the court and addresses Fir'aun and says, O Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds who is obligated not to say about Allah except the truth. I have come to you with clear evidence from your Lord, so send with me the children of Israel. Pharaoh said, If you have come with a sign, then bring it forth, if you should be of the truthful. So he, Moses, threw his staff, and suddenly it was a serpent manifest. And he drew out his hand, thereupon it was white with radiance for the observers. Said the eminent among the people of Pharaoh, Indeed, this is a learned magician. Subhanallah, the eminent ones spoke up again. They never seemed to disappoint. So they said, Indeed, this is a learned magician who wants to expel you from your land through magic. So what do you instruct? They said, After mutual consultation and agreement, Postpone the matter of him and his brother and send among the city gatherers who will bring you every learned skilled magician. And the magicians came to Pharaoh. They said, Indeed, for us is a reward if we are the predominant. Now no one before that had ever bargained with Pharaoh. But now that they knew that the Pharaoh needed something from them, they started negotiating with him. And Pharaoh had to give in. He said, Yes, and moreover, you will be among those made near to me. Without realizing, this was the beginning of the downfall of Pharaoh. They said, the magicians, O Moses, either you throw your staff, or we will be the ones to throw first. He said, Throw. And when they threw, they bewitched the eyes of the people and struck terror into them, and they presented a great feat of magic. Their staffs and ropes appeared as writhing snakes. Allah has always sent his prophets with a miracle that would supersede the most well-known knowledge of his times. The most popular knowledge of that time was magic, and people looked up to magicians. But Musa alayhi salam did not have magic. He had the miracle sent by Allah. He, Musa alayhi salam, was fortified with the truth. Allah says, And we inspired to Moses, Throw your staff. And at once it devoured what they were falsifying. The serpent ate up all those other sticks that the magicians had writhing in front of the eyes of people. At that very moment, the magicians knew that this was not magic. So the truth was established and abolished was what they were doing. And they, meaning Pharaoh and his people, were overcome right there and became debased. And the magicians fell down in prostration to Allah. Remember, they were experts in their field, and they knew that nothing like this could ever be magic. What Musa alayhi salam had come with, it could never be magic. So they fell down in sajda, they were overcome with iman and humility, and they said, Qalu amanna bi rabbil alameen. They said, We have believed in the Lord of the worlds, Rabbi Musa wa Harun, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. Said Pharaoh, You believed in him before I gave you permission? The Pharaoh was livid. He was angry. And he said, Indeed, this is a conspiracy which you conspired in the city to expel therefrom its people. But you are going to know. I will surely cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides. Then I will surely crucify you all. They said, Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. Indeed, to our Lord we will return. And you do not resent us, except because we believed in the signs of our Lord when they came to us. Our Lord, pour upon us patience, and let us die as Muslims in submission to you. Rabbana afriq alayna sabran wa tawaffana muslimin. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful dua that came from their hearts when they had an epiphany in front of the eyes of Fir'aun, who called himself God, and the truth was evident to every single person who was present there. And the eminent among the people of Pharaoh said, Will you leave Moses and his people to cause corruption in the land, and abandon you and your gods? Pharaoh said, We will kill their sons and keep their women alive, and indeed we are subjugators over them. Said Moses to his people, Seek help through Allah and be patient. Indeed, the earth belongs to Allah. He causes to inherit it whom he wills of his servants. And the best outcome is for the righteous. Remember, وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And the best outcome is for the righteous, and that is always the case with Allah. They said, We have been harmed before you came to us, and after you have come to us. So the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, are complaining to Musa alayhi salam. He replied, Perhaps your Lord will destroy your enemy and grant you succession in the land and see how you will do. And we certainly seized the people of Pharaoh with years of famine and a deficiency in fruits that perhaps they would be reminded. But when good, meaning provision, came to them, they said, This is ours by right. And if a bad condition struck them, they saw an evil omen in Moses and those with him. Unquestionably, their fortune is with Allah, but most of them do not know. People of weak iman and people who have no real knowledge, they always assign their fortune to things or people. But our fortune is tied around our necks, Allah says in Surah Bani Israel. What does that mean? We are responsible for what comes forth our way. Allah says, And they said, No matter what sign you bring us with which to bewitch us, we will not be believers in you. So we sent upon them the flood, and locusts, and lice, and frogs, and blood as distinct signs, but they were arrogant and were a criminal people. So they were touched with adversity after adversity. There was a time when blood was pouring from everywhere, and they could not understand where it was coming from, and it was scary, made them fearful. But their shock and discomfort was always temporary. Allah says, And when the punishment descended upon them, they said, O Moses, invoke for us your Lord by what he has promised you. If you can remove the punishment from us, we will surely believe you, and we will send with you the children of Israel. But when we removed the punishment from them until a term which they were to reach, then at once they broke their word. So we took retribution from them, and we drowned them in the sea because they denied our signs and were heedless of them. And we caused the people who had been oppressed to inherit the eastern regions of the land and the western ones which we had blessed. And the good word, meaning decree of your Lord, was fulfilled for the children of Israel because of what they had patiently endured. And we destroyed all that Pharaoh and his people were producing and what they had been building. This is another great evidence of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory to people who are oppressed. He gives victory to people who believe, and he gives victory to people who patiently endure. And we took the children of Israel across the sea. Then they came upon a people intent in devotion to some idols of theirs. They, the children of Israel, said, O Moses, make for us a god just as they have gods. He said, Indeed, you are a people behaving ignorantly. Indeed, those worshippers destroyed is that in which they are engaged, and worthless is whatever they were doing. He said, Is it other than Allah I should desire for you as a god, while he has preferred you over the worlds? Over the centuries, the children of Israel had become uncouth and wild, and they were impressed by idol worship. However, it was strange that having seen one great miracle after another, having seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent punishment upon the Egyptians and how he had parted an entire sea for them, they still wanted something that they could touch and see and feel as a god, a statue. Despite the fact that they understood all of these miracles came from a god that was unseen, who was supreme and all-powerful, and they had finally become rid of Pharaoh, who claimed himself to be the sun god. Allah says, "And recall, O children of Israel, when we saved you from the people of Pharaoh, who were afflicting you with the worst torment, killing your sons and keeping your women alive. And in that was a great trial from your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was trying them. Why? Because they had forgotten their religion. They had forgotten the teachings of their religion, the teachings of the previous prophets. So they were touched by humiliation and a great trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after being patient and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah appointed Musa alayhi salam and rescued them. Allah says, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. And we made an appointment with Moses for 30 nights and perfected them by the addition of 10. So the term of his Lord was completed as 40 nights. And Moses said to his brother, "Take my place among my people and do right by them," meaning keep their affairs in order and do not follow the way of the corruptors. So the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, were made to stay on the valley of Mount Sinai. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Musa alayhi salam to the top of the mountain to receive the Torah and instruction. And when Moses arrived at our appointed time and his Lord spoke to him, he said, "My Lord, show me yourself that I may look at you." Allah said, "You will not see me, but look at the mountain. If it should remain in place, then you will see me." But when his Lord appeared to the mountain, he rendered it level, and Moses fell unconscious. The mountain had crumbled to dust. And when he awoke, he said, "Exalted are you, I have repented to you, and I am the first of the believers." He repented from asking to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to ask you a question. Do you want to see Allah? Has it ever occurred to you that I want to see Allah? Have you ever questioned what Allah looks like? Have you ever asked Him to show Himself to you on the Day of Judgment? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said that you will see Allah just as you look outside and you can see the moon. But do we really want to see Him? How much do we want to see Him? Do we ever think that we can deserve to see Him? Ask Allah to show Himself to you on the Day of Judgment. May Allah make us of those people who see Him with happiness and nur and serenity. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah said, "O Moses, I have chosen you over the people with my messages and my words to you. So take what I have given you and be among the grateful." It is enough in this dunya, in this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses us and grants us the ability to hold fast to His message and His words. Allah says it is enough that He chose Musa alayhi salam with His messages and His words. So He says, take it, take His words, hold on to them, read them, learn them, love them, implement them, because that is gratitude. Allah says, so take what I have given you and be among the grateful. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. And we wrote for him on the tablets something of all things, instruction and explanation for all things, saying, "Take them with determination and order your people to take the best of it. I will show you the home of the defiantly disobedient." What were the orders that Musa alayhi salam received? Take with determination the scripture of Allah, His words. Biquwatin, it requires strength, a lot of strength. Allah says, and order people to take the best of it. وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا. The best of it. Is not all of it the best? Yes, it is. So what is the best of the best? The best of the best is La ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. That is the best of the best. And the rest of the best are the muhkamat, the clear rulings, the obligations, the obligatory works, and the obligatory avoidances, the things that we must avoid and the things that we must do. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, avoid the things that I have told you to avoid and do those things that are good to the best of your ability. When Allah says, I will show you the home of the defiantly disobedient, where is their home going to be? In hellfire. This is a severe warning from Allah against rebellion toward the ayat of Allah. Allah says, I will turn away from my signs those who are arrogant upon the earth without right. And if they should see every sign, they will not believe in it. And if they see the way of consciousness, they will not adopt it as a way. But if they see the way of error, they will adopt it as a way. That is because they have denied our signs, and they were heedless of them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a beautiful dua. O Allah, show us the truth as truth, and give us the ability to follow it, make us follow it, and show us falsehood as falsehood, and give us the ability and make us avoid it. Because both things come from Allah, the ability to identify and differentiate between right and wrong, and also the ability and the opportunity and the strength to follow one and avoid the other. Allah says, those who denied our signs and the meeting of the hereafter, their deeds have become worthless. Are they recompensed except for what they used to do? And the people of Moses made after his departure, meaning when he went up to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after his departure from their ornaments, they made a calf, an image having a lowing sound. Did they not see that it could neither speak to them nor guide them to a way? They took it for worship, and they were wrongdoers. And when regret overcame them, and they saw that they had gone astray, they said, when Musa alayhi salam came back, and he pointed out their mistake, they said, if our Lord does not have mercy upon us and forgive us, we will surely be among the losers. This dua is almost similar to the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam and Hawa alayhi salam. لَإِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And when Moses returned to his people angry and grieved at what they were doing, he said, how wretched is that by which you have replaced me after my departure? Were you impatient over the matter of your Lord? And he threw down the tablets and seized his brother by the hair of his head, pulling him toward him. Aaron said, O son of my mother, indeed the people oppressed me and were about to kill me. So let not the enemies rejoice over me, and do not place me among the wrongdoing people. Harun alayhi salam was oppressed by the people. He tried to stop them behind Musa alayhi salam, but they were a huge crowd, an unruly crowd, and they did not listen to him. So Musa alayhi salam became angry with him. And after Harun alayhi salam explained to him the situation, he said to him, let's not turn against each other, because then we will be humiliated in front of those people. And these two were the leaders of that large crowd. Moses said, my Lord, forgive me and my brother, and admit us into your mercy, for you are the most merciful of the merciful. Subhanallah, Musa alayhi salam. At one moment he was so angry that he threw down the tablets which contained the Torah. They broke into pieces, subhanallah. And then he got a hold of the hair of his brother and started shaking it. He was known to get very angry. But as soon as he heard sense, because Harun alayhi salam had a valid excuse, he suddenly calmed down. And he became humble and turned immediately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, my Lord, forgive me and my brother and admit us into your mercy, for you are the most merciful of the merciful. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. What a beautiful way to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Indeed, those who took the calf for worship will obtain anger from their Lord and humiliation in the life of this world, and thus do we recompense the inventors of falsehood. But those who committed misdeeds and then repented after them and believed, indeed your Lord thereafter is forgiving and merciful. So we learn that people can commit sins, especially when a lot of people are together, they get carried away by one another. Allah tells us in the Quran, do not follow the crowd, because most of the people in the crowd are astray, and they will lead believers astray. So be strong, but know that when we commit mistakes, because we might fall under pressure, we are weak after all. But Allah says, but then they repent, and then they believe in Allah again. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. Why does Allah say, then they repented after them and believed? Because when a person is in a state of disobedience, iman, faith, goes out of the heart. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in meaning, that a believer, when he commits a sin, for example, adultery, iman goes out of his heart. He is not a believer at that moment. Because if a person was a believer, he or she would not commit that sin. But after the sin has been committed, a believer feels sorry and feels humble toward Allah and seeks forgiveness because he or she is ashamed. That is a sign that belief has come back. And then he finds that Allah is forgiving and merciful. Allah then says, and when the anger subsided in Moses, he took up the tablets, and in their inscription was guidance and mercy for those who are fearful of their Lord. لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَبُونَ The scripture does not guide everyone. The scripture guides those people who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam had tremendous anger. Musa alayhi salam was righteous and humble at the same time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him with such a personal description. Musa alayhi salam seems so human to us, but he was also a very strong man, and he was a very pious man. Amongst those prophets who are known as the prophets of determination, Ulul Azm, they carried determination with them. And he needed to be determined in order to lead these unruly people. So Musa alayhi salam overlooked because Allah had forgiven the people and then carried on with his duties. And Moses chose from his people 70 men for our appointment. This appointment was made so that the people would apologize to Allah for worshipping the calf. And when the earthquake seized them, and why did the earthquake seize them? Because when they reached the appointed place, they said to Moses, we will not believe until we see Allah outright. Then Allah became truly angry. The mountain convulsed, killing them. And when the earthquake seized them, he, Musa alayhi salam, said, my Lord, if you had willed, you could have destroyed them before, and me as well. Would you destroy us for what the foolish among us have done? This is not but your trial by which you send astray whom you will and guide whom you will. You are our protector, so forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best of forgivers. What an amazing dua, what a humble dua. Musa alayhi salam included the wrongdoers in his dua as well. How generous was he? And he asked Allah, and decree for us in this world that which is good, and also in the hereafter. Indeed, we have turned back to you. Allah said, my punishment, I will afflict with it whom I will, but my mercy encompasses all things. So I will decree it especially for those who fear me and give zakah, and those who believe in our verses. Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written that is mentioned in what they have of the Torah and the Gospel, who enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them what is wrong, and makes lawful for them the good things and prohibits for them the evil, and relieves them of their burden. meaning difficulties in their religious practices, and the shackles which were upon them. These shackles were extreme measures previously required for repentance and retribution without recourse to compensation. Allah says, "So they who have believed in him, the unlettered prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honored him, supported him, and followed the light which was sent down with him, it is those who will be successful." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioned in the Torah, and look how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transitions from those who were at the time present at the time of Musa alayhi salam to those who are now present at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Musa alayhi salam is making dua for forgiveness, Allah says, "That's fine, I will forgive." Allah says, "My punishment will come upon those whom I will. But if someone wants to escape the punishment of Allah, they must do a certain number of things. The foremost of this is to fear Allah and give zakah and believe in his verses, in all of his scripture, which means that they will follow the unlettered prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who did not know how to read or write. They will believe in him and follow him because they find him mentioned in the Torah and the Gospel. So what are the attributes of this unlettered prophet? Allah says, he enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them for what is wrong. He makes lawful for them good things and prohibits for them the evil and relieves them of their burdens because their religion had become very difficult due to their own misdeeds. And also Allah says, he removes the shackles which were upon them because Islam is an easy religion in which we can compensate for many of the misdeeds that we do. But the Bani Israel did not have that choice in their religion. So Allah carries over the dua of Musa alayhi salam to the present time, meaning the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to invite the Bani Israel at that moment, those who were present in Medina, to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the true messenger, and this message is there for them today as well. This invitation is there for them as well today. Allah says, so they who have believed in him, now the believers who believe in this unlettered prophet, those who believe in the verses of Allah, they fear Allah, follow the prophet, they must do some more things. Allah says, so they who have believed in him, honored him, supported him, followed the light which was sent down with him. What is that light that was sent down with him? Munura mubina. It is the Quran, clear light. They must follow the Quran now. They must accept Islam. They must honor Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They must support Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they must follow the Quran which was revealed with him. Allah says, "Ulaika humul muflihun." They are the ones who are going to be successful, not anyone else. May Allah make us of those successful ones. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.